And now this is a dictation for Matthew Wood, W-O-O-D, May 4, 89, addressed as a letter to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, 810-275-0307. Dear Anu, follow-up for Mr. Wood, who has polycystic kidney disease, mother affected by the same problem, status post renal transplant. Last visit was in December. He complains of not feeling well, poor appetite, fatigue all the time, headaches, migraines, dry mouth, not sleeping well at night. Sometimes he feels himself waking up snoring. He was told years back by ex-wife that he stops breathing at night. He also has noticed decreased cognitive, not able to concentrate, complete task, forgetful, denies gastrointestinal or urinary problems, denies infection in the urine or bleeding, denies double vision, no focal deficit, no gross headaches. Next paragraph, medications include Abilify, medications for attention deficit disorder, antidepressants. Next paragraph, today weight 186, blood pressure 133.72 by nurse, no respiratory distress. I hear a carotid bruit on the left side, normal on the right. Normal pupils, no facial asymmetry, no focal deficit, respiratory, cardiovascular, no abnormalities, no ascites, no abdominal tenderness, no edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine down to 1.26 from recently as high as 4.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. ADPKD, a strong family history from mother. Mother was adopted, no other information family available. Next number, recent acute and chronic renal failure has improved. Kidney function is not completely normal, but significantly improved. GFR truly is around upper 50s, stage 3 to 2. Next number, documented polycystic kidneys, including liver on CAT scan without obstruction. No symptoms of infection in the urine or bleeding or stones or infection. Next number, a bruit on the left neck artery, Doppler needs to be done. Next number, question sleep apnea for what he's describing needs to be tested. He mentioned when he was on the military more than 5 years ago, that was negative, but the situation has changed. Next number, he needs screening for brain aneurysms with CT scan, excuse me, with an MRI, angiogram without contrast. The recent MRI done for a different purpose. His neurological symptoms is not going to answer the question of aneurysm. That one was negative otherwise. All issues discussed with the patient, mother also present, come back in 6 months.